Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3.
Good morning.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you? I am.
Yep. Did you notice
as usual, Vinny. I'm excellent.
Did you notice the conversation I had on your Instagram yesterday with one of your people?
I did not. What was it?
Some lady goes, how could you put a picture of the fish up and not do an underwater photo like Vinny did? And I was like, absolutely, she should stick that iPhone underwater.
Oh my God, I never even thought of that.
And get some pictures with some audio, some video of those fish.
Maybe she should borrow your phone.
Yeah, maybe I should borrow your phone, because yours is proved to work underwater.
Yours will work
fine,
too.
Mine's is only a 6, so mine might not work.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, don't use yours.
Yeah, no, I'll use yours. Give me your phone, and I'll take that home, and give me the unlock code and everything, and I'll take it home and stick it in the water. Actually, I never even thought about that. I'm telling you, I stare at those fish for as long as I can every day.
Well, we got
sure.
that.
Why wouldn't you?
From your post.
Love them. I just, you know, and I have these water lilies. They're so gorgeous. Like, I can't believe how gorgeous this is. It's like the one spot in my yard that's finished. It's not even really finished. It doesn't matter. So.
It needs to have a what?
It needs.
A net?
No, it has. It's all. Everything's
that's
protected.
Figured out.
But it needs to be. There's some finish work that needs to happen on the outside of the thing because it sticks up out of the ground a foot and it's like a whole thing. So it's got these water lilies in it. And I take my hands and I put them on top of two water lilies and open up a space between them. And the fish are so friendly. They're so sweet. They come right over and they're just
You're their mom, right?
I am their mom. I'm the one who comes and feeds them every
day. Yeah, I
was
going to ask, what did they eat?
They eat like fish flakes.
Fish food?
And, yeah. I get like these giant jars of stinky ass fish.
Yeah, those
food.
Things always stink. You just
prime rib.
Yeah, just put it in there. Yeah. I feed them prime rib and
bones.
I bring them mashed potatoes and stuff. You know, they love them. They love them. It's great. Clouds of water up, but they really like it.
We just clear the plates into the fish bowl every night.
Right. It's like a big compost heap out there. They love it. Oh my God. They're huge now. They're like a foot and a half long each. I don't know why. It's weird. I'm wondering actually if they'll have babies.
Oh.
I didn't even really think about that.
Oh, that's
but
a
they,
good point.
Yeah, I saw them doing this thing where they seem to be smelling each other's butts. Like, I don't really know where a fish's butt is, but I mean, I guess it's that little vent down. I mean, right? You've cleaned a fish before, right?
I
guess that's their butt. And I assume that's where all the action happens. They don't seem to have other areas or penises or, I mean, I don't know what they've got going on down there. I should read on that.
All that staring, huh? And nothing's come of it.
Well,
you know,
you
nothing
don't see the bottom
all that
of them,
staring.
Really. No, you don't see
right.
the bottom.
That's
but they're all
bad.
They seem to be smelling each other's butts and like circling around each other real quick, like each smelling each other's butt. So I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if didn't even occur to me that well, of course if there's males and females, like something must go on. But don't fish just like
they say I looked up how to fish procreate egg laying.
So one the female squirts out the eggs and then the men sort of, you know, put their own cloud of
I don't know, the eggs grow and
I
get
think
ale
some
from.
Fish though can I think obviously, someone will text and tell me I'm too stupid to be alive, but I thought there were fish that could transform or that it was fluid.
Right, like, whether they're male or female.
Like, they could, if they had to.
No, that sounds right. I feel like I've heard that. Like, if there's no males around, one of the female takes that on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that...
It says the female can produce multiple batches of babies without a male present.
There you go. Something...
Oh, funny.
Fertilizes or whatever.
I don't know. Maybe the bees pollinated. I have no idea how it works.
I just remember hearing that.
But I don't think they bang. Like, I mean,
yeah,
the way
not.
That we think of mammals doing it, I think right. they just, you know,
naturally
do their business into the water. And if it works out, it does. I mean, it's not, they don't nurture their young or anything, do they? I really have no idea.
Sarah, you're fish.
Yeah, I mean, you stared at them all day and you got your dumb phone in your hand.
They didn't tell me.
Look it up.
They didn't tell me whether they cut. No.
You didn't
well,
even
I
ask.
Did read. I read, you know, do they have babies? Because I figured, you remember having like a fish tank as a kid and there would be like a separate little plastic area where you'd put a fish that seemed to be full of eggs. Remember, it would like all the little baby fish would be like in a separate section
I
of
never
the tank?
Cared about that stuff until I got my friend Jason Shirley, the guy I lived with in Del Mar, the house I got thrown out of really quickly.
Yeah.
For being noisy. He had Sucky. A real fish tank.
Like he was a
he was
dude
into
who was
it.
Into
he had
it.
An Oscar and a Red Devil, I think one of them is. I don't know, but that was a real fish tank, the kind you could stare at all high and just be yeah. lost in it for.
Oh, I never. I should get high and do this. Oh my God, it's legal
and
now.
Then I got high. There's a show on the Animal Planet called Tanked. Oh. And it's these dudes who have a company who go to people's homes
and
build like
walls tanks, yeah.
of, right, of tanks. Right. Sometimes they have celebrities on.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's yeah. cool.
It is cool.
A lot of maintenance
mm-hmm. oh,
in
sure.
a home fish tank.
I
yeah,
guess
you gotta
know.
Care.
You do. You have to like really be into it.
510 Vinny says, hey, my radio family. Hi, Vin. I'm that some lady on Sarah's page. Thanks for making my yoga session fun. During the last 30. Love ya.
Oh.
And 925, fish don't have sex. They lay eggs and another fish comes to fertilize them.
Oh. There you go.
Look up koi balls. Sarah will be in heaven.
Koi balls? Is that the ball like that I have in ball. My...
No, it's right the down? Koi's balls. It's the guy's, you know...
Oh, the actual balls.
Well, I... Look up koi balls.
Look up koi balls. Hmm. Anyway.
No, they're actually something that you purchase.
Oh.
Is it those balls my fish swim up
into? Looks like they're treats.
Oh. Ooh. I get some koi balls. Oh.
Balls are a treat.
Oh, treats. It's like a meatball for your
balls.
Fish.
Balls.
I also found out that my friend Village is coming out in September, so
Village.
That's exciting.
Yet another
Village.
Visitor, huh?
Yeah.
You well, just you can't know, get enough.
I love having people over. He's coming. His and John's birthdays are, I think, they're either the same day or one day apart. And so he's going to come out for his birthday.
We don't see enough of Village for sure.
I agree.
Last time I saw him, I was like, oh, Village, right.
Yeah.
But that's because I hadn't seen the guy in 3 years.
Right. He was just here for my birthday last November.
That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But it was, yeah, it's been, I think the last time he was out before that was when Danielle turned 40, hot ass Danielle, and we played her birthday party. He came out for that.
Which I probably wasn't even at.
You were actually at
I was.
That. Mm-hmm. Yep, it was the karaoke thing at the Yacht Club in Sausalito, the little...
Oh, right.
Yeah, but that was years ago. Because I remember your girlfriend was there.
I do remember that, too.
Because Furry was there.
Was there as well.
Yeah, Furry wanted to see you, and everybody wanted to meet your girlfriend.
So that was the point, is that I saw Village at your birthday and was like...
Yeah, where do
blank,
I know you from?
And then went, oh, Jesus.
How could you not recognize
long?
Me from my voice, Vinny? Jesus. You know. So anyway, I'm super psyched because he's going to come
cool.
out. And then, my kid's going off to school. I mean, there's just so much crap going on at,
that's good.
At my house
I
right
have that
now.
Going on as well.
Are we still going to do the McGregor fight at your house on the 26th?
Oh, I forgot all about
me.
That.
Sure.
Yeah. What about me? How does all this, your busyness, affect Hooman is the question.
Yes, I will. I would...
Is that the same weekend
just
he's coming
a
out?
Just a gentle
no, no.
reminder.
He's coming in September.
Oh, September.
Yeah. Yes, I can you
yes.
send me an email and remind me so I can set that up?
All right.
So, you know, we've been, the saga of the house in San Jose has been.
Yeah.
Oh my God, please give us an update.
So it finally, it went through the full repair.
Yes, paint.
After we had to go to court to get that. Scumbag thrown out of that place.
Yeah,
we finally did the repairs and the work that it wasn't as bad as it could have been,
mm-hmm. Did it look
which
beautiful?
Is what they keep saying. Peter Cook is
Lighthouse Realty.
God, that guy was.
Did they stage it too?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All
so did
stuff.
You guys go see it? And now you're like, oh man, maybe we should just move back in here.
Right.
No.
It's got a yard.
They did stage it, and it looks excellent. And it's finally on up, and there's already an offer, and we're not even taking offers yet. And it was over the.
Oh, Vinny, that's
and
so
we were like,
great!
Oh, finally, some good news from there. Oh, that is so good.
That is awesome.
It is just last night, this morning, I woke up to a text that said an offer's already been made, and the number was above, and it was like, oh, thank God.
That's great.
So do you take that right away, or do you wait for like
higher offers?
No, you gotta take other offers. People are gonna, you're gonna have multiple offers.
Yeah.
You're gonna make.
So you just set like a time, okay, from here to here.
The truth is, it's one of those places. Was that you?
No.
Yes, it was.
She just burped.
Sarah's gurgling, everyone.
No, it happens to me.
That it's one of those places a lot of people would want. It's not, it's like the bones are perfect, and someone can come in and just make it their dream home.
Right.
It's a big place with tons of room.
Really nice home.
Yeah, it's a great house.
So it's cool. It's going to be, I think people will want it. And it's priced
aggressively.
It's a nice neighborhood.
Spot.
It's central.
It's all good.
Are close
by.
It's
great.
If one downside, it's that high school kids making out on the sidewalk after 3 p.m.
Most people work during the day, they won't see that.
People love that. Sit in their window and watch.
I want to get Bryn in here because something happened yesterday.
Oh my God, what happened?
Hey, Bryn!
Hey, Bryn!
What happened?
Brad!
Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Is it ours?
He might have his headphones on. Wait, set it up though. Tell me what.
Yesterday, after you guys had left, I had a couple meetings. And Bryn, I noticed Bryn was in the studio here for quite a while. And I thought he was just recording some spots. And so I knocked on the door. He opens it up. And he had this look of fright on his face. And his voice was shaking. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
Oh, my God.
He got a phone call yesterday.
He's coming in.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That was not good.
From?
Let him tell you.
All right.
You.
Here he comes. Oh, my God. Brynny.
So
what?
Bryn,
it was
I just
that
said,
bad. It was
yeah.
shaking,
Your voice was
trembling
shaking,
like
and you
that.
Were crying.
I was crying and laying
you
on the floor,
shaking.
Rolling
you
around.
You looked
you
like
cried?
You saw a ghost,
no,
and your voice was shaking.
Nah, I mean, yeah, it was a scare, dude. I was actually really pissed about it because it wasted a lot of my time. I was in the middle of like a meeting talking to Rebecca and Yuzi were doing the thing, and I got a call, but whatever, I missed it, didn't pay attention to what the number was, and I checked my voicemail, and it was like, the IRS is checking you about and saying that
every time they'll just buckle you right there,
and you owe this amount of money, and we have a suit filed against you, and please give us a call back, whatever. So I was like, let me check this out. So I called, and there's a warrant for my arrest and all this stuff. But you know, I was already kind of like.
Everything is a scam these days.
It is, but you know, I wanted to hear him
of
out
course,
because
right.
what if it was the real thing? And it turned out it wasn't. Long story short, I was just on the phone forever. I actually we were recording this phone call, so I walked in the studio B and I turned on the recorder, recorded that phone call. I have audio, but I just haven't sorted through it because I wouldn't want to waste your time and play you. But I do want to play a little bit of you.
Well, yeah,
so,
I mean,
so people
you're not
going to
be the only person who gets this call.
I know.
So it was a scam.
I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was a scam, but Yuzette walks
you
in
would
like,
get
hang up on that. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right.
You would get contacted through the mail.
Well, that was their
official
thing.
Official channels.
They were saying that, oh, well, we've tried to contact you and, you know, you haven't responded via mail. And I'm thinking, you know, I know that I have lost mail because I've moved a few times and my change of address forwarding address thing just didn't, I don't know. So I have missed some mail. And so I thought that it was kind of possible that I didn't respond to the IRS sending me a notice saying that I'm from 2010 to 2014. You didn't, and I'm like, hold on, can I look at my paperwork before I try to figure out how to pay? Like, you don't have to pay us over the phone. Don't worry about it. But, you know, we're going to show you how to pay it off properly and what channels to go through. And they wanted me to go to.
Did they have any of your information?
They did. They had my address.
Did they have your social?
No. They didn't ask me for it either.
If they had your address, they could have gotten mail to you.
They
no
might.
Problem.
Well, hold on, though. They might. So these scams are elaborate, and there's tons of different
Super
ones. My
elaborate.
Chick got one that was. She finally called him out and said something like, "Where are you?" And they like hung up on her, like she was gonna come down. Like, "Where are you at? I'll come there." And they hung up. So these things are, and sometimes they have your info. Like my stuff got stolen, and my CPA had he had to, instead of e-filing, he had to mail my stuff in order for it to get ever get done.
Right.
And then
someone had already filed your taxes.
Yes, and then they had to give me some kind of a PIN number. So, and the IRS is well aware that these scams are happening. Obviously, they don't want to come out and say, we're having a nightmare trying to collect taxes now because of, I don't know, I guess you'd call it the computer progress we've made has made it possible for people to get everything from your social to you. So who knows? Maybe they even did have that.
Yeah.
Well, he has audio.
I do, but I don't. I haven't gone through it, and I don't want to play it any random, because this is like 20 minutes of audio, so I want to play you at
they
least.
They were working you for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Dude,
they
want free money.
How much do they want from you?
Oh, $7,000.
Oh, my God.
It's free money for
you
them.
You better
That's
pay
their
it.
Job.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Hooman.
So I sold something on Craigslist just recently, and immediately you get these responses from people that are like, I will pay full price plus an extra $100 to have you PayPal it to my address in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, what? Why? That doesn't sound right.
Right.
That makes no sense.
Zero sense.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so you start to go, okay, I'm not doing that. I'm not get. So clearly, they've figured out how to scam PayPal or not have the money really be in your account and your product's gone and there you are with no dough. But then it's almost, you get five or six more, and the first thing I ask is, what state are you in? Oh, I'm in Chicago. No. I'm just going to sell it down the street from my house. Thanks.
Right.
Because they're scamming you.
Right.
Yeah.
There's just, it's for everything.
Right.
That was for selling an old phone of mine. Mm-hmm. This is for.
The IRS, though, does make you shake in your boots.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I've been audited, and it's a freaking nightmare.
Just getting it in the mail. There's not even anyone. You just see IRS on your mail, and it,
I'm like,
and
I don't want anything from the IRS. I don't want anything except
we'll
a check from the IRS.
Well, you definitely don't open that at the box out in front of everybody because you don't want anyone to see you cry.
Right? Did I poop myself?
Yeah. Let me pour a stiff drink first. Hold
I gotta
on.
Get home and hide in my kitchen first.
Oh man, it's like just walking up to my mailbox, you know, because you never know what's going to be in there. I always have a weird feeling every single day when I open my mail. I'm like, what's going to be in here? Mm-hmm. I'm always so happy when it's a fistful of junk mail. I'm like, oh, this is great. I can just throw all this away.
Patagonia sale! Yay!
I'm so there.
You're going to hear a small snippet of it?
Yeah.
Here it is. Hold on.
So at this moment, we have decided to recollect this amount from you by involving the Internal Revenue Code 6331H against you. It means the IRS will be taking the help of a courthouse. So your case is going to be hit inside the courthouse by today itself and next couple of hours. So we just need to know your clear intention on this federally monitored and recorded line. Then what are you willing to do? Would you like to resolve the situation outside of the courthouse and make this payment to the Internal Revenue Service? Or you would like to hire an attorney for yourself who can represent your case inside the courthouse, who can fight for your rights against the Internal
Revenue? Hire an attorney. So they're trying to get you to take an attorney and pay some money up front.
Well, no, the fear factor of having to hire an attorney would make some people go, what can I pay to stop this? I don't have time for this.
Yeah, if you lose, you go to jail.
They have it worked out. I mean, these
that
guys...
That sounds like a... And there's, like, noise in the background, like it's a big business center.
And he's reading a script. It's so robotic.
Dang, the guy's accent's a little bit of
that. Listen, Raj, I'm going to need you to not do all this. So did Rin say where they said...
Wow.
did Rin say where they told him to pay it?
Oh, yeah. So they're saying that you need to go to... That's where it kind of ticked me
off. I was like,
off.
What?
Target, Best Buy, Apple stores, or, you know... So go there because the IRS has some partnership with them.
Yeah.
And we'll work this out. And I'm like...
Get some vouchers.
Really?
That's what was happening with the
missus. Unreal.
And she said, where are you?
I'll just come to you.
I'm coming to, and their response was shady right off the bat, and then they went dark, and that was that. Dude, you got to be so careful. It's awful.
Jesus.
Yeah,
so I come knocking, and he's got this look in his face. His voice is shaking.
He's crying.
Crying.
His head's down.
He's pulling down his shirt.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's all, the IRS. I go, what? What?
I said I got this call.
I'm like, that's a scam.
I was also texting my sister, my older sister, too. I was like, would they ever do this? She sent me an article, like, right on the spot, like, through text. I'm reading this article about scams, and Yuzette walks in, and she's like, hang up on them. Hang the F up.
And I'm like, the guy said, don't hang up. Don't put me on mute. Don't put me on hold. And I go, I'm his boss. So you need to, I was like, this has to be done in personal time. And meanwhile, I'm all, hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Brynn's like, no, I can't.
I'm going to go to jail. I want to go to jail.
Hey, no one wants to go to jail. But
Brynn, I thought there was a woman on the phone with you.
She's the one who initiated the phone call and then transferred
her. Play
this. I have to go through
the audio. No, just play a little bit of this woman's accent. As soon as you hear this accent,
I don't want
you should have just hung up right away. Because this chick sounds
so
fake.
You don't know, man. It could be anybody.
Play the chick.
All right, hold on. Let me see what she has.
To tell you, when we send you the letter bounced back to us stating that no one is available at your place to receive that letter or to sign for those letters. And as those letters was very highly confidential.
So she talked to me for a second and then transferred me.
Who would buy that?
What?
That was the giveaway.
She can barely
speak. You are so dumb.
For real.
We called you that one. It was highly confidential.
I didn't pay any money. Get off me.
Did they ask you right off the bat to like identify yourself to make sure it was you? Because the fact that she's telling you all this stuff on the phone is a little bit... That's these scams are getting so good.
Yeah. Thank God Yuzette walked in.
Hey,
I know.
Bryn would be broke today.
I was on
he was pulling out his credit card. How do
I make
this go away?
I was not pulling out my credit card. I was just I wanted to go through the motions.
I just peed myself.
Just to see how.
What is the security code on the back?
I'm not going to do that, all right? I just wanted to hear what she had to say.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man.
Wait.
I know I'm smarter than that. Give me a break.
Yeah,
listen, smart
Anita
people
say?
Get taken by scams.
Oh, for sure. I mean, common sense is not so common. What did Anita say to you?
She goes, you're so smarter than that.
I don't know.
I know,
you get freaked out.
Well, the IRS alone, they're using those three letters because they know it cripples people.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's what we just said. You get it at the mailbox and you freeze and put something over the top of it and run it back to your house. Like, it's so frightening.
I am so sorry that happened.
I don't
happened
know tax
to you.
Very well. I'm like, my tax guy, I got to call this guy to see what I did wrong. I don't know what I did wrong. You know, I just hand my stuff to him and say, all right, figure it out.
Oh, my God.
Well, beware, everyone.
Yeah.
That woman's accent. Come on.
Come on. People have accents.
No one was available to sign. What does that mean, lady?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We are so late.
Yeah,
we got to go.
Are.
It's fine.
It's not.
It is. We'll live. Please. It's the middle of August. There are no stories. KLLC.
That's very true. You are correct.
Go as long as you guys want to. KLLC, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. We have a big show for you today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.